the stories on the front page of the newspapers this morning that indicate that some schools are better at sending students to third level institutions and to colleges in particular. The Irish Times is the only paper that features it as a story on their front page this morning. The story is that the proportion of school leavers from poorer backgrounds who secure places in higher education dropped this year following a return to traditional leaving cert exams. They say their feeder school findings track the proportion of students in individual schools who progress to third level colleges. Students from disadvantaged areas in particular benefit from participation rates among DESH schools climbing from 57% in 2019 to a higher 63-64% during 2021 and dropped back a little bit this year because exams are back to normal. And that is an indication that there might be an issue. But is it though? And is this the best way we can run a rule over our education system to say what's working and what's not when not every 18-year-old either wants or needs to go to third level? I'm going to speak to two principals, first of all, from different backgrounds. Barbara Ennis, first of all, you're the principal of Alexandra College. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, Barbara, yours is a fee-paying boarding and day school for pretty much the entire gambit from 3 to 18-year-olds who are looking for education. So I'm guessing you have is it 100% throughput you have to third level?
Well, last year we didn't have 100% throughput. We had 97.5%, which is, you know,
It's not far off, to be fair. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to lose sleep over the 2.5%.
No.
So tell us what you make of this system, this idea that we grade everybody on how well they do in sending to third level.
Well, I've always objected to the system because the way in which it's run is flawed. And also, it doesn't really take into account the schools who work really, really hard with students who struggle with learning difficulties, social difficulties, financial difficulties. And if you look at the, you know, top schools in the country, they're all demographically well oriented. So that is telling us something that we already know.
Yeah, and the concern is that if we focus too much on this, we're going to squeeze out some students who may feel as if they're not doing particularly well. We're going to see if we can clean up that line, Barbara, and come back to you in just a minute. I want to bring in Pádraig McInerney, who's the principal of Cailleáis na Críostaí. And the reason, Pádraig, we gave you a ring this morning was I was referencing my former alma mater this morning when we were looking at this table. And if we're to look at the table, good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. If we're to look at it in isolation, according to the Irish Times this morning, 60% of last year's class went on to university and third level education. And if we're to look at that number in isolation, people will be saying, well, what in the name of God is going on at Cailleáis na Críostaí? But the point I was making is that doesn't reflect the cohort of students that you had passing through last year and the other opportunities that await them.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree more, and I agree with everything Barbara said. The numbers themselves, data is data, those numbers do not reflect the realities of what goes on in schools. You know, like for example, in our own school there now, our numbers there, we have a very diverse cohort in our school. They do very, very, very well. And those numbers only serve to reinforce sort of almost stereotypes, you know, about schools, you know. So for that, while the numbers speak for themselves, they don't reflect the realities of what goes on in schools and how well some students do. So, for example, last year now we did notice a big uptake in the number of boys opting for apprenticeships, and we did notice a number of boys who have deferred for the year after, you know, the much maligned, you know, the COVID experience that they had in school. We've had, you know, a number of boys who have deferred off for the year, gone out of education for a little bit. So that's our take on them. You know, we're delighted to see so many of our boys go off to third level. But equally, we have noticed a little move away from it, especially towards apprenticeships there, and especially last year.
Which is a good thing. But are you worried then, because of the way we're framing the conversation, Pádraig, around, well, how well are these schools doing, your schools pitched against another school, that parents might be a little bit put off by looking at this because it's a very limited benchmark?
Yeah, well, you know Colossus Creek really well, Jonathan. Like, we're very much about choice in this school. Like, and I would be a big supporter of choice, especially for parents, you know. And the numbers, in if you look at that number in isolation, then you're going to see, you know, obviously you're going to see some schools with 100%, some schools with 80%, some schools with 60%, and you can say to yourself, you can draw your own conclusions from that. But as educationalists, we see things slightly differently. And I don't really agree with those tables. I think they give a very distorted view of, you know, matching one school against another, for example, especially the socioeconomic, the motivation, the difficulties that students face in completing school sometimes. Like, we're a non-DESH school here. You know, some of our students face real difficulties in actually completing second level education. And completing it for some students is a huge achievement. You know, it's as big an achievement for some as getting the 625 and going off to UCC to study medicine. You know, so I think that the tables don't give a true and accurate picture of what goes on in schools, especially not to compare one school to another, you know.
I think Barbara Ennis is back on the line now, and we've managed to clear that line up. Barbara, I'm guessing you'd agree with what Pádraig is saying there, but, you know, would there be a fear amongst the private schools that if your figures drop down to 80%, that it might be hard to fill your places?
Yes, of course. I mean, the thing is, in Dublin 6 and South County Dublin, this league table thing has a much more different connotation than it does outside of this area. And parents believe, you know, everything they read in the Irish Times, unfortunately, when it comes to...
I've said the Irish Times are delighted to hear that.
Yes, but they do. The Irish Times is the Bible that they will go to when they're making a choice of school. And, you know, they will look and start comparing, you know, the school down the road, Sanford Park, the school up the road, Wesley College, and then ourselves, Alexander College, Mount Anville, Fox Rock. And, you know, that becomes a kind of a social activity. Whereas, as my colleague there said, you know, that just absolutely does not take into account all the other things that schools do. And, you know, a lot of people choose schools for various different reasons. They can range from where they live, to wanting something more than just, you know, the 3 hours. They want their children to be rounded, well-balanced individuals who can go out into the world and make their way. And I'm delighted to hear that there are more boys showing interest in apprenticeships, because that's something that's really lacking in our society at the moment. You know, you ring up a plumber and you're put on a waiting list for 3 weeks. You know, so we've gone, I think, far too far in the wrong direction with trying to encourage everyone to go on and do a level 8 degree. And I think with the review of the senior cycle, that is going to change, and I hope it does. We would have students in our school, you know, who are very well looked after by the parents. You know, they've had a very nice upbringing, but they would struggle academically, and the work that the teachers put in to get them through the Leaving Cert is really quite a tribute to them. And again, you know, that is an achievement that they, you know, get pretty good points. But they've lots of support. And in other schools, they don't have that same support. So to compare a school in South County Dublin to a school in another part of the country that mightn't have the same kind of wealth is not right. It's just not right.
Pádraig, if I could just go back to you briefly before we bring in Betty McLaughlin. On that point, on additional supports that are needed, as you say, for some students to finish and get a Leaving Cert of any kind is the achievement. Mm-hmm. Not every child has equal skills. There are many issues that thankfully we're much better at identifying now, things like dyspraxia and dyslexia that previously might have gone unnoticed and just put down to a student not knowing what they were doing, that they need the additional support. Is it harder to get those supports in schools that are like your school, which is effectively an inner city school drawing people from right across Cork, versus a school like Barbara's?
Well, obviously, any principal of any school, Jonathan, will tell you funding solves an awful lot of issues in school. You know, I mean, the more funding you can get for the various programs and to put the various supports in, obviously that is going to help more children. And thankfully, and you have to be fair about this, you know, More funding has been made available by the department in recent years there to support many more children. But to come back to what Barbara said there, with students in Closter-Cree 3, and I speak for my own school, an awful lot of our boys go on ahead to third level. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. But it's almost, we in this school, educating boys to be rounded, do you know what I mean? To be able to make their choices, to be able to decide for themselves what they want to do, and to be able to adapt, I think is equally important. Because I'm a father, I have three kids in university, and even when they have their college course done, they need to have that flexibility to be able to move on to do different things. And in our students, we notice that that is becoming more and more and more important. And we see it more. And the well-being component of education is definitely, in my view, helping in this. That we see our students now, and you have to give great, I know you probably have a guidance counsellor coming next, great credit to the counsellors, the guidance counsellors in schools, who do so much to help students, and our boys in our case, to help students to form their own opinions about where they want to go. You know, that mad rush into third level, level eight, isn't the be-all and end-all. And yep. I believe, I spend a lot of time talking to our Leaving Certs here about pathways. You know, pathways into education exist now, whereas before, well, they definitely, say in my time, they didn't. You know, if you didn't go to college and you didn't do X, Y, and Z, you didn't do it. There are so many ways into education now. And I think some of the boys they'll be coming out, say, last year or this year, they are taking the different pathways. You know, they are finding their different route into third level, and they're finding their different way into, you know, into what suits them for their lifestyle.
And it's not a reflection of them. It's just a reflection of where they're at that moment in time. Pádraic McInerney, principal of Closter-Cree 3, and Barbara Ennis, principal of Alexandra College. Thank you both very much for joining us. Before we bring Betty in, just a couple of texts. Dara from Wicklow says, I completed an apprenticeship. I qualified as an electrician. This opened many doors for me. I was never short of work and well paid in Ireland and abroad. For a long time, I thought this was a fantastic job. However, as I got older, I realised I needed an exit plan. When approaching your mid-40s, you start to become too old to work on your tools and far too young to retire. When people recommend doing a trade, they never highlighted this issue. I was lucky enough to have money to put myself through a full-time degree and graduate late in life. I'm now a chartered engineer working for Ireland's leading engineer consultancy. Dara, that's the point. To try and force and pigeonhole an 18-year-old into one career for life, that's gone. You are a lot more suited to going on to third level in your 30s and 40s than you would be at 18. Yet we make every 18-year-old do it. One more quick one. It was wrong to say students don't get to college because of their school. Going to college, especially if you don't live in a university town, takes huge effort by the parents. I went to college years ago. It took huge sacrifices by my parents to finance it. If you don't have a supportive family, forget it. Betty McLaughlin, guidance counsellor in Mullingar, former national president of the Institute of Guidance Counsellors. You heard what Pádraic McInerney was saying there, Betty. You have a very important role here. And I'm guessing this feeder school's table is contrary to the advice that you would normally give pupils in your charge.
Absolutely, Jonathan. And yes, I totally agree with Pádraic and Barbara there. These league tables are not, they're only measuring one part of the picture, really. They certainly don't not give any credit for all the extracurricular, the personal development, the vocational education that's going on in schools, the pastoral care that's going on in schools. You know, no parent should just be looking at these and making a decision that they would send their child there. And secondly, I would say we are gone completely top heavy now with the emphasis on third level. The CAO is definitely not the only show in town, but we have the highest rate in the world of progression now of our Leaving Cert students progressing from second level to third level. So, like, I mean, the balance, there has to be a balance, and I think it's time to take stock of that, really. If you look at one of the most, you know, industrial countries in the world, successful Germany, 70% of their students at the Leaving Cert go on to do apprenticeships and traineeships. You know, so I mean, we're completely different to that. So I think it's time to look at that, certainly. And just like you're the man who sent in the text there, Dara, you know, you can go back to education anytime. It's a lifelong process, really. And And to be deciding at 18 nowadays, as you rightly say, Jonathan, that this is what you want to do, that you must go to college and you must be fit in and be pigeonholed into third level, you know, straight away, it really doesn't make sense anymore. Mm.
How much of this is a Dublin thing? Barbara hinted at it there, that, you know, the Irish Times was gospel in Dublin 6 and probably in other parts of Dublin with even numbers. That you know, it's all about the rush to get to school. There's a shortage of places, high population concentration. The rest of the country doesn't give as much of a hoot as they do up there.
Well, now the Irish Independent has the league tables as well today, and clearly
we won't speculate on which parts of Dublin read the Indo and which parts read the Examiner. They're all at it.
Yes, absolutely. But what I would say is that look, there has been always a culture of the fee paying schools. You know, this isn't just this year. This has been going on for years. The Great Divide. If you're talking about students and progression on into third level, you will see that the, you know, students in fee paying schools have nearly always reached the 100% of those. But you look at schools like Pádraic School there, where they have you know, all boys, they have more traditional, they have different subjects on offer for starters. They have technical graphics, they have engineering, they have woodwork, they have construction. And I of course, a number of those students will go on and do apprenticeships and will do post-leaving cert courses and traineeships. But they're not accounted for in these league tables. These league tables are just very narrow, and they're just looking at universities. They're not looking at post-leaving cert courses either, which a lot of students are opting to do, you know.
And very good ways to maybe go on and do a course that you mightn't get the points for in the first place. And that can be something else that children are being told constantly, well, you're a failure because you didn't do the right thing. There are so many different routes out there. We should focus on them as much as everything else. Betty McLaughlin, Guidance Counsellor, former National President of the Institute of Guidance Counsellors in Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.